in Holy Conversation, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Sunday, July 19th, 2026. These holy conversations begin in childlike ways. We bring our supplications and words of thanks and praise. With care, our Father listens to every thought expressed, then answers our petitions in ways He knows are best. Our holy conversations with God begin in childlike ways. Jesus teaches us that we have the privilege to address God in prayer as our Father. We trust our Heavenly Father, knowing He is eager to hear us, and, like children, we can be demanding in our requests. This was Jesus' lesson in the parable of the persistent widow who pestered a judge with her demands for justice until he finally agreed. Jesus teaches us that we ought always to pray and not lose heart. Our holy conversations are humble, trusting, and insistent. Our loving Father listens to our prayers, but how does He answer the holy conversations we have with Him? Sometimes it is said that God responds with one of three possible answers: yes, no, or wait. These answers suggest that God may say yes, granting our petition. He may say no and deny our request, or He might make us wait and trust Him for a later answer to that prayer. Yet there is another way to think about God's loving response to our petitions. He will always answer our prayers according to His gracious will. In the words of our hymn, God answers our petitions in ways He knows are best. We may not always understand or recognize His loving answers. When a Canaanite woman asked Jesus to heal her daughter, the Savior at first refused, saying that He was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Yet the woman faithfully persisted in her request, and Jesus healed her daughter. Concerning the petition of the Canaanite woman, as well as our own prayers, Martin Luther commented that behind the answer we may perceive as no, there is a hidden yes embedded in the heart of God. His love for us is unfailing, and He will answer in ways He knows are best. Our Savior prayed in Gethsemane that the cup of suffering would be removed from Him, yet He also prayed that the Father's will, not His own, would be done. Behind the Father's answer of no to His beloved Son was the resounding yes of our salvation. The Father answered Jesus' prayer according to His will, and through Jesus' death and resurrection, our salvation was accomplished. When we do not know how to pray as we should, or when words fail us, the Holy Spirit helps us and intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Our Heavenly Father, who sent His Son to redeem us, will answer our prayers in ways He knows are best. We pray. Heavenly Father, hear my prayers and answer according to Your gracious will. Amen.